Hello, 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 Any Day Podcast. This is David speaking with you today again. We are in 2022, February the 6th, and today is Sunday. Hope you all have a great Sunday, a blessing and blissful Sunday. Now, Any Day Podcast would like to bring up to you the new segment of Stand Up United for our freedom of all. In this, as we have seen how the world was affected by coronavirus, COVID-19, and how all the countries over the world have been put into lockdown. All schools have been put on hold, and the jobs were struggling with people. Now, as we have seen for the past 2 years, so many things have changed. So many policies have come into effect. For example, mandates of wearing mask, mandate of wearing mask, of course, as they say. And we have had so many different stories about what the coronavirus is. Now let's ask ourselves a question: with all this mandate, is it really necessary to put a mandate to wear a mask, a mandate to be jabbed? And if you are not jabbed, you can't work. A mandate to get vaccinated, is this really necessary? If this was all about our health as the people, shouldn't we have the right to make our own choices for something that is unjust? It's not severe, as we have seen. It's like a common cold, as we do have a common cold through cold season. Now, is it really necessary to be mandated that if you are not jabbed, you can't go to school? That if you are not jabbed, you can't go to the market? That if you are not jabbed, you can travel? Where is this going? Is it really any more about our health? Really? Now, these are the questions that we have to ask ourselves, and how we have learned about COVID-19 for the past 2 years. Errors have been made. So many stories have been made. We have seen what went wrong, what works and what doesn't work. But now we are going down the road where we are losing our freedom. We're losing our freedom to the government that meant to serve for us. They are to serve for us, and the power is with the people. So the people have to stand up united. Stand up united and speak up. We have to get the concrete evidence. Thank you all. Stand up united wherever you are, anywhere in this world, or anywhere in other galaxies, if you are there. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Any Day Podcast. We are in the year of 2022, ending it. We're right now in December the 19th, which is the Monday. Any Day Podcast fans, we say hello. Any Day Podcast followers, we say hello. Any Day listeners, wherever you are, we say hello, 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 hello. Now let's give you the update of 2022 World Cup recap. The World Cup was played in Qatar, and Qatar has the hosting nation lost their game, while Argentina has the current champion of 2022 took the cup home with them after having beaten France in their final. Last night was one of the toughest matches ever, where Argentina and France battled it out for the 90 minutes, and where France did catch up before the 90 minutes ended, whereby they scored two goals to equalize versus Argentina. Now the players that did catch people's attention were Messi and Mbappe. So those two players did catch people's attention while battling it out. Now let's look at what is trending right now as the headline. I wish who was the GOAT between Messi and Mbappe, and has the whole world have seen the real GOAT remain as Messi. He's one of the best players, he's one of the most legendary right now, and just before some of the players played for Major League. So going back to how the match did ended, Argentina and France went into the second half, which is the extra time, where they had to play for another 30 minutes. They both scored their goal, equalizing to 3-3 again, and this took them to penalty shootout. And now let's say this was one of the hilarious penalty shootout. Who would know France would lose at a shootout? Can't imagine it, right? And who would know that Argentina goalkeeper had a little fun as well while saving their goals. There you go. He was saving those balls, guys, which he brought the cup to their home, Argentina winning by 4-2 goals. Yep, that's right. If you haven't watched it, you need to go and watch it. This was one of the best. It was one of the best matches. You should watch it. I hope you all have a great Christmas holidays, and wishing everyone all the best. We will see you in 2023 with more to come.